The Food Sharing Project, in partnership with RBC Wealth Management, TenFed, and Kids Against Hunger Canada, gathered volunteers at the Community Food Redistribution Warehouse on Saturday, October 21st, to assemble 2,000 food packages to be distributed in Kingston and the surrounding area. In about 2.5 hours, volunteers packed 2,000 packages, which amounts to 12,000 meals, to be distributed to schools and community organizations in the KFLNA area over the coming weeks. I sat down with Brenda Moore, chair of the Food Sharing Project, to discuss this event, which they ran for the first time on Saturday.
So would you like to introduce yourself and share a bit about your role with the Food Sharing Project?
I'm Brenda Moore, and I'm the chair of the Food Sharing Project. And we provide the breakfast, lunch, and hearty snack programs that operate in every school across KFLNA.
So you had a big event on Saturday. I was wondering if you'd like to tell folks about that.
We had a really exciting, unique event on Saturday. We haven't done anything like this before. And it was a fabulous partnership between RBC Wealth Management, the Food Sharing Project, and a company in Peterborough called Kids Against Hunger Canada. And what Kids Against Hunger Canada does is they produce a really nutritious rice meal pack that is packaged up by volunteers and then available for distribution in anywhere in any community. They do Canadian communities and they do international communities.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And how many volunteers came out on Saturday?
We had 36 volunteers, and they were from RBC. They were from Rotary clubs across the area. There were some Food Sharing Project board members there. There were some youth from Boys and Girls Club Southeast as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. And how many meals were packed by the end of the day?
So in about 2.5 hours, we packed over 2,000 meal packs, and each meal pack contains rice, dehydrated vegetables, dehydrated vegetable protein, and then a beautiful combination of vitamins and minerals, and a sauce that makes it taste marvelous. And so each one of those meal packs feeds 6 people. So our 2,000 packages are going to feed about 12,000 kids.
That's fantastic to hear. And are those being sent out this week or over a certain length of time?
Yeah, they'll be sent out over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Because this was a brand new project for us, we weren't exactly sure about the distribution process immediately. So what we're doing now that we've got those meals, those meal packs ready to go, is we're now reaching out to schools to see which schools have the capacity to make a hot meal for their students. Most secondary schools can do that because they have often they have culinary programs or a cafeteria that they can use. But elementary schools don't, most of them don't tend to have that. So it's going to take a little bit of creativity on the part of some schools to figure out how to cook up that meal and serve it to their kids. But so schools will be receiving it. It will also go into the weekend food boxes that Lionhearts does for families. Mm-hmm. And so then it will end up on some family tables. And the Boys and Girls Club is also up for using it when they have their PA day programs and after school programs where they're feeding their kids that come there for a hot meal. So it'll be a little bit of everywhere.
Moore also described the overall energy at the event.
It was a marvelous day, and it was so great. Like, people were having fun. Like, there was lots of laughing and conversation, and it felt really good for people to do something so concrete. Mm-hmm. We're struggling with such a huge level of food insecurity in our community, and sometimes you get bogged down in that. So it's really uplifting to do something that you know is going to have such a direct impact for kids.
To learn more or contribute to the Food Sharing Project's ongoing initiatives, you can visit foodsharingproject.org.